All right. Just wait for a couple more people to come in. I realise that the keynote this morning went a bit over time, so people are still stuck in queues for coffees and buns. But we've got speakers lined up from overseas, so they're kind of waiting on video and sound links and so on. So we'll just kick off. My name's Don Christie. I'm president of New Zealand Open Source Society. And I had nothing whatsoever to do with the organization of this mini conference. It's all been the work of Daniel Spector and Pia War here, basically. And I'm not quite sure why Daniel asked me to do this intro, other than the fact that his first prospective employer in New Zealand accused him of being far too American to work in their government agency, which I'll rename nameless, but fleeces us every month. So maybe he was a little bit... Maybe he was a little bit shed a bit of trepidation from coming here. This is going to be a really interesting day. I'm just stunned by the lineup of speakers that you guys have managed to get to talk to us about issues around free and open source software, open government, open data. So it should be fun. From my perspective, I guess I'm really keen for people in government and business to understand some of the philosophy that drives this open narrative. And it's the philosophy that Gabriella was talking about today, about how ideas of freedom actually impact you as users of software or users of data or users of whatever, in that it releases you from constraints that would otherwise be dictating how your business runs and what you do. And equally, how your decisions on a day-to-day basis affect the freedoms and choices that citizens of your country are able to make. So your choices on a day-to-day basis impact on the sort of choices that people that actually pay yours and my salary are able to make. So to me, that's kind of like an underlying theme that was kicked off today, and I'd be quite interested to see it carried through. Lineup of speakers. We've got Andrew Stott, who's waiting in a freezing cold living room in Seven Oaks in London. You can imagine sort of like a Charles Dickens sort of Christmas narrative going on here. So we'll let him get on. Andrew is the Director of Digital Engagement for the UK government. He's known as the Twitter Czar by the Sun, which I think is different from when a government employs a drugs czar. So the drugs czar doesn't take drugs, the Twitter czar sort of does, if you know what I mean. Also on a World Wide Web link is Lisa Harvey, who's going to be talking about the government 2.0 type work that's been going on in Australia. And Lisa's got a great background in the NGO sector, technical sector, as well as working on that line of work. Stephen Boyd is here. I'm delighted, actually, Stephen, you're talking about a similar sort of subject to the one I'm talking about tomorrow, Linux on the desktop. So I'll be really interested to hear your lessons. Lawrence Miller, obviously here, very familiar to New Zealand audience, but for the overseas people, Lawrence, in his last role at State Services Commission, was our government CIO. One of the things that's always made dealing with Lawrence a pleasure is his receptiveness to new ideas and the sort of spirit of inquiry with which he engages new technologies and in particular new ideas. Pia War. Pretty much everyone knows Pia War. I guess something that people don't really know is her love of the martial arts. Last night she had a session beating up a pacifist, which maybe gives you an insight to her character. Which reminds me that Julian Carver, the Quaker pacifist she was beating up last night, is in the audience. Welcome, Julian. Today, that gets us nicely into the political thing. I think tonight, Pierre, we're going to sort of set you up against Trevor Mallard, who hopefully will be here today. But I'd like to welcome Claire Curran, the Labour ICT spokesperson, who will be on one of the panels this afternoon. And this is, Claire represents the first time a major political party in New Zealand has taken such a strong interest in the ideas behind open source software and open government. And this is certainly a voyage of discovery. It's been a pleasure having Claire on with us as a community. And I think it is significant that she's bringing her colleague along today, Trevor Mallard, who in the 9 years or 10 years of Labour government that ended last year. Trevor was Minister for Education, Associate Minister for Technology, and at the pinnacle of his career, Minister for the Rugby World Cup, which again, overseas people might not know, that's a position the Prime Minister reports to. So it's you know, the sort of broad political support and interest is raising our profile even higher. Who else have we got? We've got Anne Fitzgerald, sorry, Professor Anne Fitzgerald from Queensland University of Technology, talking about Creative Commons things. She's on one of the panels. Keith Abouz, Stephen Schmidt. Stephen is here. He works for the South Australian government. They've been doing some really interesting work on looking at open source software and taking that work and extending it, and realize that there's a gap in knowledge in the government sector on how open technologies could be applied to the advantage of the government sector. And he and his colleagues have been putting an inordinate amount of work into setting up an organization called the Open Technology Foundation, which I think is a great idea. And the idea is to inform government agencies, do research projects, provide sort of evidential-based information that will be of use to them. And so hopefully Stephen will be talking a bit about that. And who have I missed out? Apologies to the people I have missed. The one person that will be wrapping up the show is Jason Ryan. Is Jason here? Yes, there he is. Jason is the communications manager and records manager of the State Services Commission. I don't know if any of you have seen the UK TV show In the Thick of It or the film In the Loop. So that's where that crazy Scotsman who's a communications manager for the UK government goes running around swearing and cursing at everyone. That's Jason Ryan. I'm looking forward to your wrap-up, Jason. So that's me. I think I haven't gone over 10, have I? There we go. So I'll hand over to Pierre and Lawrence, who are running the Andrew Stott Show. Welcome, Andrew.